All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it's another chapter in LeBron James versus the Boston Celtics as the Eastern Conference Finals are set to begin. And LeBron has had his battles with the Celtics over the years in the NBA playoffs, whether it was during his time with the Cleveland Cavaliers or during his run with the Miami Heat. And this is another chapter in an exciting rivalry. Typically, rivalries are between teams, but in this case, it's one man versus one team. Now, heading into this series, the Cleveland Cavaliers are rolling, but so are the Boston Celtics. Now, the Cavs have won their last five games. Of course, they won Game 7 in the first round versus the Indiana Pacers, and then they swept through, shockingly, the Toronto Raptors in the second round. Now, the Celtics, you know, they had that grueling first round series with the Milwaukee Bucks, and then they shocked some people because it was a Sixers who most people expected to be in this situation facing the Cavs right now in a potential, you know, changing of the guard series. However, it is the Boston Celtics. And you want to look at this series, and it's very intriguing. It starts with the head coaches, of course, Tyronn Lue for the Cavs and Brad Stevens for the Celtics. And right now, Brad Stevens is clearly showing that he is the better X's and O's guys. Tremendous rapport with his players. He knows how to make adjustments, and these guys on Boston would simply go through a wall for him. Now, you know that LeBron is going to do what he does. And of course, the question is there, can anybody stop LeBron James? And the answer simply is no. It's just a matter of his supporting cast around him stepping up and getting the Cavs through this series. Now, the first question is, will Kevin Love step up? And, you know, Love played better. You know, he got it going versus the Raptors, and he wants to try to, you know, build off of that. But it's not just Love. It has to be the other guys. George Hill, J.R. Smith, Rodney Hood, Kyle Korver. These guys have to go out there and knock down those perimeter shots, and they have to do it consistently. Tristan Thompson needs to be a savage on the boards. We saw it in a brief spurt in Game 7 versus the Pacers. Tristan Thompson's got to be like that for the entire series versus the Celtics. And then you look at Jeff Green and Larry Nance Jr. They have important jobs in this series because they're going to be guarding the likes of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and those are two of the better scorers for this Celtics club. So those guys have to be on. And you look at the Celtics, I mean, they don't have that perennial go-to guy. It was expected to be Kyrie Irving and also Gordon Hayward. Obviously, they are injured. But you look at the youngsters. You look at Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. These guys are playing tremendous basketball right now. I love the way that Terry Rozier plays basketball. He plays with a chip on his shoulder, and he plays like he has something to prove. And the same thing could be said about Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart plays like his life is on the line if he does not go out there and have a successful game, and you need guys like that on your team. Marcus Morris is a guy that simply does not care, and when I say he doesn't care, it's simply he's going to go out there and do whatever it takes. And then you have that wily veteran in Al Horford, who this team is leaning on for his experience. And I mean, Al Horford has always been a team player. You go back to his collegiate career at the University of Florida, where he helped them win back-to-back national championships, and it was never about one individual on those championship teams. He's done that throughout his NBA career, first with the Atlanta Hawks, and now, of course, with the Boston Celtics. You look at the fury that Boston plays with at both ends of the floor, and you just have to ask, will it be enough to slow down LeBron? It's not even about the Cavs. Will it be enough to slow down the Cavs? Oh, pardon me, LeBron. I think going into this series, the best strategy for the Boston Celtics is this. You simply go out there and let LeBron James do whatever he wants, and you stop everybody else. Now, for these playoffs so far, LeBron has averaged 34 points per game. If LeBron goes out there in the conference finals and averages 40 points for the series, I guarantee you that the Cleveland Cavaliers will lose. Why? Because one man simply cannot do it by himself. LeBron tried that in the first round versus the Pacers and barely got out of there. And I think what happened was it was just the last few minutes of each game that the Pacers lost. That's where they were done in. They simply were confused. This time around with the Celtics, you have a better defensive team. And they're, to me, I really think if they just let LeBron do his thing, worry about slowing down and actually stopping the other guys, the Rodney Hoods, the Kyle Korvers, the J.R. Smiths of the world, and just let LeBron go out there and be LeBron and not get those guys involved, then you got a situation where the Celtics have more than a puncher's chance to win this series. Don't worry about double-teaming LeBron if you're Boston. Go out there, let him do his one-on-one thing. If he gets past you, you know, let him get past you. Don't let him become the facilitator and the creator that he can be. How do I see this series playing out? I'm going to go with the upset, and I'm going to take the Boston Celtics in seven games. You look at this series. Obviously, the Cleveland Cavaliers will always have the best player on the court in LeBron James, but the Celtics have the better team, and then on top of that, they have the better head coach, and I think Brad Stevens is going to go out there with a game plan not to slow down LeBron, not to try to stop LeBron, because you can't do either one, but the thing is, like I said, go out there and make the other guys on the Cavaliers team obsolete. I think the Celtics do it. You look at LeBron on the defensive end, he can't guard everybody at the same time because you have to worry about Tatum. You have to worry about Jaylen Brown. You also have to worry about Terry Rozier. LeBron cannot guard all three of those guys. I look at a guy like Terry Rozier. He's playing out of this world right now. He's fearless. You saw what happened in the first round versus Eric Bledsoe when they were going at it. We saw what he can do in the second round versus the 76ers. And this guy right now is licking his chops. Boston in Game 7 is always a tough place to win. There aren't too many people, or teams rather, that have been able to go and play on that parquet floor over the years and get those tough playoff victories, especially in a Game 7 attitude. You go back to the Sixers in 1982, they were able to do it. You go back to the Lakers in 1985, they were able to do it. And I remember the Orlando Magic back in 2009, they were able to do it as well. But it's few and far between. And the longer this series goes, the more that the momentum shifts to the Boston Celtics. I think the Celtics get it done and surprise some people with their first Eastern Conference championship since 2010. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season in the books, no pun intended, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.